You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
It is hour number two of the Sports Hangover. We'll hear this hour from Sean Payton, in case you missed his post-practice comments. Jonathan Williams, one of the running backs, trying to earn some snaps and a spot on this team. Handful of backs competing there. As I mentioned, we'll start focusing a little bit on a back here or there as we get closer to the start of the preseason. Joey, can you believe it? 1 week from today, we will be breaking down, getting ready,
yes,
Previewing the preseason opener against the Jacksonville Jaguars. What are you keeping your eye on? Who needs to have a good game? Maybe, you know, that kind of stuff that we get into. And who needs to not play? Right? Who needs to not play? The old bubble wrap team. Do we do that Wednesday or Thursday? I will ask my trusty sidekick, none other than Monty the intern.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
When would you like to do the all bubble wrap team?
When would we like to do
it? Wednesday or Thursday? When are we doing the all bubble wrap team?
As soon as possible.
I said Wednesday or Thursday?
Wednesday. As soon as possible. Wednesday.
You can't just answer the question, can you?
As soon as possible. That's, what is that? Wednesday.
Based on what? Why would you want to do it as soon as possible?
Because I just want to get it out there.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. That broadcast school has really paid off.
There it is. That is why. No, it is still Jordan, but we've changed his name in hour number one after I asked him, did he see a difference between practice yesterday and practice today? One indoors, outdoors, fans, little lethargic yesterday. I wanted his opinion, and he gave me yep.
Yep.
So he's now Monty, the color analyst for the Cleveland Indians in the movie Major League.
Oh, that's a good gig.
There you go. And we asked y'all out there at ESPN Radio NOLA to tweet us some of the best Montys out there so he doesn't feel left alone or like we're making fun of him. Because I think there are some good Montys. Eric on Twitter, Montrell Jordan, Montrell Williams. There you go. A derivative of Monty. Brian in the East, Monty Burns.
Monty Burns.
Give me a good excellent.
Excellent.
Wasn't very good.
I don't really watch The Simpsons that much.
Come on.
More of a,
it's his catchphrase,
more
though.
More of a Family Guy kind of dude.
Yeah, you're absolutely, I could see that. Michael, Monty Hall, let's make a deal. At Debima, at GCAT_17, Monte Cristo. I like that. Eric also chiming in with Monticello and Monte Carlo. Christian with the little Saints here. Monty Stickles, colorful tight end for the 1968 New Orleans Saints.
See
hashtag
that?
Monty the intern. He even started a hashtag for you.
Tight end.
Yeah. You have claimed in the past that you could have been a tight end for your LSU Fighting Tigers.
I could have.
Except that you never played high school football or got an offer.
Yeah.
But in your mind, you could have gone. I'll say this again. You've left a lasting legacy already in two summers with us. You are absolutely the George Costanza of radio. There's no doubt. What have
I'm
you
better
been?
Than George Costanza.
Well, I settle down now. But what have you been? You've been a tight end.
Yep.
You said that you could go one-on-one with Steph Curry and school him.
Yep.
What else have you said that stood out just in the last month?
Oh, I could dunk over a car.
You could dunk on a car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I could play tennis.
Yes, tennis. Forgot. That's when Wimbledon was going on.
Yes.
You could have been a major championship.
I want to say I said something about playing Major League Soccer.
Maybe. It wouldn't surprise me. Something in the World Cup, I'm sure. It wouldn't surprise me. What's remarkable is how many sports did you play at St. Paul's?
Played Ultimate Frisbee.
I'm talking about, like, you know.
That's a sport? Don't give me that.
I'm talking like competitive.
that you could have got a scholarship to?
I could get a scholarship.
No one is giving a scholarship to Ultimate Frisbee.
Look it up.
You look it up.
Why do I have to look it up?
Because that's your job. You look up things.
Guess I'm sick of this.
Brian Nola East, three-card Monty. It's another one as well. At ESPN Radio Nola, feel free to give us the best Montys out there so Jordan doesn't feel alone. Uptown Ruler, thanks for giving us a call, 800-998-1003. What you got for us?
Hey, you know, I'm on the coach's side with this one because how do they know if his wife didn't tell him about that situation with the other coach's wife?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, let's say it this way. I want to say this, but I didn't mean it. We have women, all right? Because I love women. Don't get me wrong. There are women out here are rougher than men. Get me wrong?
I brought up the instance in San Francisco, which is why I hated that instance. Because, you know, people already have a hard time believing certain things in certain instances. But hear me out, even before you go any further. To me, it's just simple. You have a hard time believing that a person that Urban Meyer has referred to in the past as his cornerstone, his rock, his confidant, his best friend, they talk about everything on the team. She's a mom figure to a lot of the kids on the team. She's always around them. They have players over. Like, she's involved. She's not, say, shows up on Saturdays wearing the team gear and sits in the stands. Like, she's involved. She's a nurse at Ohio mm-hmm. State. She teaches in the nursing program there. She's involved. So you don't think that you would give the benefit of the doubt that if she found that out, because it could affect her, it could affect her husband if there's somebody on his staff that's doing that. And if they've already done that and they're doing it again, you really think not once at dinner, not once laying down in bed before they go to bed, not once in the car on a drive, not once while they're just washing the dishes, that doesn't come up ever?
Well, let's say it this way. It may have come up, or she may have forgot to bring it up. Okay? I mean, you know, they do have, let's say it this way, women have a mind of their own.
Mm-hmm.
And he may have heard it and, you know, just say, well, he probably needs counseling or something.
Which they both he did. Need counseling. He admitted in 2009 he helped get him counseling.
Okay. And this is what I'm saying to the problem.
Right.
If he has reported it already, why cause him his job? I mean, why cause him his job? He did his job. He reported it. I mean, whatever else went on after that, that is on the other couple.
Mm-hmm.
That is not on Urban Meyer and his wife.
Right,
that is not. He's
here's the thing. It's more than one instance, though. It wasn't just the 2009 because he said about the 2009 one. The question was, did he know about the 2015 incident? Did he know about the other ones? And again,
okay,
these
but
didn't
the
come
thing.
Out until he, okay. people started reporting and figuring it out and brought it to light.
Yeah, but.
To
yeah,
him.
But here's the
supposedly
thing.
He didn't know. He said he had no idea,
okay.
though.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do he have to keep repeating it every time he hears it, or do he have to report it just that one time?
In his contract, because of Title IX, in his contract, you can go Google it right now. A lot of people have put this up. The Cleveland version of NOLA.com has this on put out there. As well, it stipulates as clear as day per word that if an instance of anything, not just domestic violence, sexual assault, I mean, it lists a number of things to his team, his staff, anybody answer that's under him, essentially, he has to report it. So, yes, to
okay,
answer your question,
every
time. It doesn't matter if he did it 20 years ago and he's still doing it, but he did it once. He has to do it every time. If the guy
spits in the direction of somebody
20 times, he has to report it 20 times.
Okay, this is why Bill Cosby is on, not to change the subject, but this is why Bill Cosby is on trial, because the lady kept staying in contact with him and kept calling him. And I mean, you see what I'm saying? I mean, if it's done a long time ago, then statute of limitations should have been ran out on that. Okay? I mean, if it happened in 2015, this is 2018. Okay, that's 3 years ago.
Right.
If you go to court, the judge is probably going to, any judge will look at that and tell the guy, well, look, you need counseling. Go have counseling with your wife or whatever the problem is. Y'all need to work it out. You're probably going to throw the case out. I mean, I would be the judge and throw it out. I mean, I wouldn't cause Urban Meyer his job. I mean, he didn't fire the guy. So what else they want him to do?
Okay.
He didn't fire the guy.
Well, you and I disagree on that. I mean, he lied about it, and he could have stopped it, or he didn't fire him back then, and it comes.
I mean,
I'm not going to argue. Listen, I'm not going to argue. You have your opinion, okay. I have mine, and there's a ton of people across the country that kind of feel around the same way too. So, look, here's the thing: if it was no big deal, I can promise you the team that came out today in the coaches poll top three, if they didn't think it was a big deal, he wouldn't be on paid administrative leave. If they didn't think it was a big deal, there wouldn't be people saying that he's going to be fired. So again, I just, you know, you can see it however you want, man. But when you look at what happened at Michigan State, when you look at what happened at Penn State, part of the big reason why it became a bigger issue was the amount of people that either knew or didn't know and didn't say anything. And look, I'm with you. Zach Smith is the one that injured his wife, not Urban Meyer. But there are laws in this country that if you fail to stop a crime, or if you know there's knowledge that something can happen, you can be charged and go to jail with. So I'm not saying that this is jail worthy, but what I'm saying is, as a person in charge of people that work for him, if he has knowledge that is somebody that is doing something like that, per his contract, I'm not even talking about moral authority because that's indisputable. He should have done something. I'm talking about his contract. You're asking why his job should be on jeopardy. In his contract, it says, if anyone in your staff does this, you have to inform the school. He has said that he didn't know anything about it, and it looks like he got caught lying about it. That's why. Period.
Okay, but
story.
Let me ask you this.
That's it, though. Let me say this.
What you wanted him to do, go stand between them and break them up and stop them from fighting? I mean, it doesn't sound.
Right.
If he was there, we're done.
Look, it is what it is. I mean, if you want to look at it like that, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Because the fact that this guy did it in 2009 and there's text messages from her, his ex-wife, to Urban Meyer's wife, to other assistant coaches' wives, detailing what's going on. They're asking how she's doing. I have a hard time believing he doesn't know. Even if it's not Shelly Myers, other assistant coaches' wives were getting the text messages. He's beating me. She's forwarding the text messages of him saying, I'm killing it in rehab, and this is what I come to when I see the guy that you're with, just tell him I'm going to kill him. If you can't understand the fear that lives in there, and guess what? I can say it's true. Those wives know. They're living good. They got a great spot. Their husbands have great jobs. They're on top of the world in college football. And unfortunately, because of how we've made it so much bigger than reality in life, they probably do hush. Try to keep it amongst themselves. That's reality. That's the most disturbing part of it. It's no different to me than Michigan State and Penn State. People put aside what you should do and what's right and wrong because, yeah, it might affect the program. Somebody might get fired. Can't let this get out.
We could lose money.
I mean, like, I can't even understand. Like, it's baffling to me.
Yeah.
How what happened at Michigan State happened. It's baffling to me. From the place where all the gymnasts went,
mm-hmm.
to the university knowing, to the coaches. I mean, it's unbelievable. Administrator and staff member after staff. Really?
I think this is beyond morality.
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, at one point, no one thinks that something's wrong in a trainer, quote unquote, giving treatment to a 9-year-old girl or 11-year-old girl that involves things that have nothing to do with treatment.
Exactly.
And no one says anything.
You become an accessory if you know about it.
Like I said, you can look at this, and you're right. And I'm not saying, Uptown Ruler, there aren't women that out there take advantage of athletes, that there aren't women that go out there and do it. Here's the undeniable and disputable thing. The second she chose to spoke, the second she chose to sit down and put herself on camera and do an interview for 20 minutes for the Stadium Network, she knew what was coming. Doubt, ridicule, even worse, reliving it. Embarrassment, families now involved, her mother, father, siblings, friends. Did they know, did not know, to see the pictures, to see the blood cut fingers? I mean, he used a skull can per her, allegedly. He used the top of a skull can to cut and slice her hand. Again, I'm not saying you don't make that up. Yes, are there women out there that want to get back at you because you dumped them? Sure. I'm just saying, though, when you see that, I have a hard time believing that you don't know. Again, I know everything about my wife's friends for the most part. Sure, I'm sure some things he doesn't tell me. But I'm talking about it's crisis mode when they go shopping and can't find the right dress. I do. I tell them too. You know, we're going out. We're doing this. So I will tell a story that happened at dinner or something that someone said. We speak together. We speak and it stays in that house, but we tell each other things that have gone on in other people's lives. There is no way. If something that could affect my job at ESPN New Orleans was going on and it wasn't brought to my attention, or it was brought to my attention, I didn't do something about it that could affect my job, you don't think my wife would tell me? It's how I make money. It's how we put diapers on the kid. There's no way Shelly Myers, as close as she is to that program and is to her husband, per him, never said anything. And if she didn't, then I have a hard time believing none of the other assistant wives didn't say anything either. No way. No way. For years, that happened at Florida. So, yeah, that's my point, Uptown Realers, that it happened through... She's been through years over there, has kept them on a staff. You know how somebody is or not. You know how somebody is or not. You know how set somebody else or not. We joke about it all the time, just us three, me, Brian, and Jordan. We know we'll like pick on each other and say something at practice, knowing the response is going to come based on somebody's attitude and personality. You know. And the guy said at Big Ten Media Days last week, and we had to try to get them treatment. Try to get them help. So you knew the guy had a problem. So guess what? At the very least, you keep an eye on it. Right? At the very least, you keep an eye on it. At the very least, hey, Courtney, how are things going? And then when she divorces him, you go, what's wrong? What happened? Right? Come on. These coaches know what these kids do in high school when they're trying to recruit in 7th and 8th grade. And they're not going to know what their staff's doing. Give me a break. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. @ESPN Radio. NOLA's the way to follow over via social media. Going to hear from some Saints players here in a quick sec. First, let's fit in. Lee wants to chime in. 800-998-1003. What do you got?
Gus, man, look, you know me. Man, I'm just so sick and tired of the moral bankruptcy that we seem to be having in this country. It shouldn't be no surprise. I mean, Gus, I don't know who you're politically affiliated with. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to make it a political show. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the current commander in chief of this country, it shouldn't surprise anyone that we have a problem with morals in this country. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't surprise anyone. But it's at this point, it's about you being a decent human being. You know, my thing is, okay, I got this guy on my staff. I know it could be a potential problem. You bet your bottom dollar I'm going to be in his business. I'm knocking on the door. I'm doing welfare checks. Mm-hmm. I'm showing up unannounced. I'm knocking on their door at 9 o'clock at night just to see how they're doing. These things like this. But if you already know he has the propensity to be violent toward anyone, not just his wife, but anyone.
Bingo.
Why would you have somebody like that around your program and around your kids?
You would do the same thing if you had a troubled football player, right? So he wouldn't be suspended or get out of line so he could still play for you. I mean, that's a fact, right? And you're absolutely right. And that's, you know, that's the one thing that Courtney Smith said, if you see the interview, that, you know, why would you got to make sure that this guy's coaching young men, teaching young men, and if he is like that, do you want him on your staff? That's what she was saying a lot in this interview. It's like, look, you need to tell Urban that he is like this because he's coaching those kids. And,
Yes. You
know, I don't know if one thing leads to another, if, you know, that behavior or I don't know. Because I think we could all agree we're probably shocked by a lot of abuse stories by people who go, no way, I never thought that person was like that. Or he was a drug abuser, or he, you know, abused alcohol or whatever. You know what I mean? We read stories and hear that all the time. People that don't look anything like somebody you think would do that, does it? So I get that from that aspect of it, you know. But look, you bring up a great point. That's somebody on his staff that coaches a pretty key area on his football team, and it could affect his job. I mean, you have to pay attention. There's no way you're not.
Yes, you're the coach of that team. You're the leader of that program. You are the head honcho. You're the leader. Leaders do not have people that are cancers to their organizations around them. They don't. That's part of being a good leader. Exercises good judgment by keeping bad character people away from you and your program. And he also should, even though, like I said, he should have went to, took it further. Like you said, if he knew, you know, he knew about it. Okay, we all established that. It's safe to say he lied. He denied it because the evidence is overwhelming. Okay, let's say we know he knew about it. Now at that point, you're mandated. You're almost like Dr. Phil with the position you hold. If Dr. Phil knows somebody is abusing their children, he's mandated to report them to get those kids removed from that home. Well, guess what? As the head coach, you're mandated to report the behavior of your coaches or anybody on your staff if they're abusing anybody, kids, wife, or vice versa. If it's a woman abusing a man, doesn't matter. You're mandated to report them. You have to do it, Gus. I mean, we got to draw a line somewhere. I mean, we need to get out the moral sewer. We really do. As a nation, we need to get out the moral sewer. I can't believe you got people calling up defending this. That makes me more upset than anything. The fact that I'm losing confidence in the human condition right now in this country.
Let me tell you something. If you feel that way, do not go read some of these comments on this because it's unbelievable. Football's gotten soft. Maybe she deserved it. I mean, dude, it has
nothing to do with football.
I know. I just
nothing to do with football.
No, nothing.
Absolutely.
Lee, you gonna be out there on Saturday?
I'm gonna come out and see you guys.
Yeah, Saturday, man. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, Lee. Talk to you in a bit.
All right, guys.
Jordan, I'm sorry. Oh,
Monty. Get it right.
Monty the intern. Where are we going to be on Saturday?
We're going to be at Harley-Davidson right across the street from Saints Training Camp.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have free burgers, free beer, free chicken, free sausage.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a snowball truck and some free ice cream for the kiddos.
Yep. You
Bacon
actually get to get your snowballs, man.
No, I want you to buy me a snowball. I don't want the little.
Why would I buy you a snowball? It's a good snowball.
It's a good snowball, but I want the money to come out of your wallet.
No.
That's not happening. Get me a snowball.
Take a picture and download it, Jordan. I want to see him buy you one.
It's not happening.
I know. But I can
come
wish.
On down to the Harley Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
Sign up for the Milwaukee trip.
Keep going. You're doing really well, buddy.
I know.
Uh-huh.
See, if thanks for interrupting me.
Oh, so
buy $50 worth of merchandise and you get a ticket for that raffle.
Yeah, but if you walk up and you ask, you can do it if you show up for the remote.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go.
So come on down to Harley Davidson.
We're going to take a quick break where we come back. Here's my tease. It's normally a word tease, you know, like where I say something, Jordan. Mm-hmm. You know what my tease is right now?
What?
Hey, Kate, you want a savior? We yelling black and gold on the Super.
That's my tease. Sports Hangover continues next. I'll explain in detail. You might actually like this and pay attention.
Because we're going to the Super Bowl, baby.
Well, maybe. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. Jordan loves many things. Sorry, Monty the intern loves many things. Baconless burgers, right? You like baconless burgers.
Yep.
You like your Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I love my Chick-fil-A.
I know. I'm waiting for you to grow a beak. You eat Chick-fil-A so much.
Quack?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I was.
But
you didn't get it.
What?
I said quack.
It's a duck.
Yeah, it's yeah. Never mind. No, yeah. It's,
anyway,
I was, yeah.
Here's you love gaming as well, and that's fine. I like my gaming too, even though
I don't play Fortnite. You keep texting me this every single day. Go back to your Fortnite.
Well,
kid.
You love your Fortnite.
I haven't played that game in like 2 months.
Yeah, I doubt that seriously. So, Madden set to come out here real soon. I know you're excited about it. Antonio Brown's the cover.
I don't buy Madden games, honestly.
You ready? CBSSports.com, Joey. Guess what they went up and did? They went and simulated the entire season. The entire season. Little NFL music. Little NFL music while I go through it. And then we'll get into some of the specifics because nothing gets you ready, right, legitimately for a football season than a simulated football game on the upcoming football season.
This is the best.
Exactly right. All right, so they went out there and simulated the entire year. And here you go. We'll start with the AFC. Playoff seeds. Number one, Jacksonville at 12-4.
I could rock with that.
Again, lots of people saying that Jacksonville is going to be a really good team this year. I mean, I guess you can understand. I mean, you have, you know, seasons in which they haven't exactly won many games. So they've been drafting kind of high. So that gives them opportunity to draft a lot of players. Look, defense, good and young. I think a lot of people feel if they had a better quarterback, it's probably the only area of concern for them. Just nuts. But yeah, Jacksonville picked to go in the top C there. As we get a little NFL music here to make it more legit. 12-4 for them. Your L.A. Chargers. I don't know how they simulated this, but 10-4-2. Not one, but two ties, Jordan.
Ooh.
Yeah. So Jags 12-4, Chargers 10-4-2. Your New England Patriots 9-7, the third seed. Fourth seed, Steelers 8-7-1. And one. Texans 9-7. Oh, boy. I don't even know. Should I warn Joey first? The Cleveland Browns, 7-9, sixth seed. Wild card. Joey, how about that? Sixth seed, 7-9 for the Cleveland Browns. By the way, the 2018 NFL MVP per Madden 19, Philip Rivers.
Wait, repeat that sentence. I was reading something on Twitter.
Phillip Rivers, the MVP for the upcoming season.
Oh.
But look, all I know is that Joey's just got to be beside himself. I told you they could win 5 or 6 games.
Hashtag not my Madden.
Madden 19 has the Cleveland Browns at the 6th spot in the wild card, Joey. Playoff team this
year.
Yeah,
baby.
You will be useless for us in January if this team makes the playoffs. You will celebrate for the month if that happens.
Honestly,
I really hope that happens for you. I hope they at least get to the playoffs. They do. They got a great fan base, man. They really do.
Yeah, all right. Joey.
Here we go.
Visit me in the hospital.
To the NFC we go. Do we start from the bottom? Let's start from the bottom.
Yeah.
We'll start from the bottom. The Detroit Lions at 9-7. We've talked about this, right? The NFC North. We've got a couple of good teams there. Minnesota, Green Bay.
Apparently one of the best divisions.
Detroit.
That has the best quarterbacks. Right. The NFL.
This is a surprise. The Cardinals. Rookie quarterback leading the way. 11-4-1, the fifth seed. The defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles per Madden 19. 9-7. At 3. The dreaded, hated, never liked, and much made fun of Atlanta Falcons. 9-6-1. That's what they predict. The 2 seed? You ready for this? Seattle's a 2 seed at 12-4.
Didn't everyone predict that they'd win 5-3, like
3-5
games?
Yeah, I'm thinking like 4 or 5 games. Monty the intern, what team have we not mentioned that we all pretty sure is a playoff team?
I think the one that we were just watching a few minutes ago.
What team would that be? Once again, I don't remember. What team was
your New Orleans Saints.
Uh-huh. Are you ready for this? Madden 19 predicting the Saints 14-2.
Who do we lose against? The Cleveland Browns?
I don't care. 14-2 is a ridiculous season. If that team goes 14-2.
With this schedule.
With that schedule, I mean, it is a caravan to Atlanta.
No. You gotta keep reading.
That's true.
Sorry to rain on your parade. Monty's here to reality check you.
Yep. Then Monty the intern then shows that the playoffs are then played. The Patriots stopped Cleveland from getting revenge on Bill Belichick, beating them, Joey, 19-14. The Falcons.
No, don't say it. What? Is this the one?
No, it's not the one. Okay. The Falcons then beat the Eagles.
Oh, no.
28-21. Texans beat the Steelers 13-7 in a close one. And the Lions destroy the Cardinals 35-14 in the wild card round. Jags then took down Houston 28-14 in a divisional round. And
no. Don't say it.
Saints hosting your Atlanta Falcons in the dome. And
don't say it.
Unfortunately, 25-22 Falcons.
did we miss
the
tying field goal?
I'm just going to go on a limb here. Oh, God, no. Please don't say that.
Yeah.
If Will Lutz doinks the game tying field.
Just like yesterday?
Yes, like yesterday at practice. If he doinks it. Dude. Lutz should just take the helmet off, the jersey, the pads, whatever T-shirt and shorts he's underneath. Just keep walking. Just don't even go back in the locker room. You're done.
Mickey's going to walk in
if
with a
paper.
If
you're responsible for losing to the Falcons at home in the playoffs because you doinked the kick, you're done. That said, look, I want to give Madden some credit here for picking 14-2. At the same time, that's a pretty good team. The DNA on this team and the hatred they have for those dreaded Atlanta Falcons. There's no way they let the Falcons come in and beat them after a bye week in the postseason.
Nah.
Don't give me shifty eyes, Monty the intern.
I don't know, guys.
Don't give me shifty eyes. There's no – let me tell you something. Come heck or high water, they're not losing to the Falcons in the dome here. There's no way in the postseason. Although that game against the Panthers last year, I said it was going to be closer, right? In the regular season, they walloped Carolina, and I said that game is going to be closer in the postseason. It just is.
Does the article show you who we lose against?
I just told you, the Falcons, 25-22.
No, I know that, Gus. I meant in the regular season.
No, it just
Cleveland.
That's what I was saying.
Probably. Seahawks beat the Lions. Chargers beat the Patriots. So it's Falcons. No, not Chargers Super Bowl. It's Jags and Seahawks in the Super Bowl. Wow. Jags and Seahawks.
Wow.
With Jacksonville getting 111 yards behind Leonard Fournette is 21 carries to win the Super Bowl.
I got a question, Gus.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
After the show, are you going to Mississippi to put the money down on that?
Dude, let me tell you something. If the Saints are 14-2 with this schedule, the Super Bowl? No. The Seahawks are not winning the Super Bowl. Oh, going to the Super Bowl.
No.
Hey.
Now, Jacksonville has a shot. I mean, again, yes. AFC's open.
Is it, though?
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
You can keep asking it to me, but yes, it is. It is. I think it absolutely is. I do not think the Patriots are the dominant team. And I just don't trust Pittsburgh. There's a lot of memes in there.
Memes?
Yeah. Me.
Or you call them old people?
Look at me. Look at me. Me. Lots of memes.
In other words, big egos.
Yeah, lots of memes.
There you go, Jordan.
They just want their due respect.
Yes.
Oh, here you go. Well, Monty, if you gave me this kind of commentary, you wouldn't be called Monty the intern.
What, just because I say, yup?
And now you're back to being Monty. 14-2, my goodness. Could you imagine? This city would be insane.
But then lose to Atlanta?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
We'd be insane also.
I would have to... Honestly,
move to Atlanta, an Atlanta fan.
No, like
to get rid of this heartbreak.
I'm just thinking of certain people, like the Graf.
Yep.
We may never hear from him again. He may disappear. He may be one of those where the beard is grown, you know, never to be recognized again. His wife and children will never see. I mean, he may just literally disappear into the wilderness.
Oh, like the Sandlot, where they just start disappearing into the abyss.
Yeah, I'm just, what? What movie are you watching? What?
The Sandlot.
The Sandlot. At the very end, they're like, and little Johnny here.
Was never found after the 60s.
Oh, you mean like, yeah, okay. So like when, yeah, okay.
They just disappear.
I thought you were confusing movies. I thought you were confusing.
And that thump you just heard was Raphael when you said 14-2.
Yeah, he's not buying it, by the way.
No.
He's not. But look, it's a computer, it's a simulation.
That's
of a video game.
They got the first part right.
Right? But my point is, if you weren't a good football team and if you didn't have good players, you wouldn't be simulated at 14 wins out of 16. That's all I'm saying. That even the computers, the stats, the numbers, the Madden ratings of all of the players, that's what goes into this. The machines feel that the Saints are a good football team. We can at least take that, can't we, Jordan?
Yeah, numbers never lie.
Yeah, we can at least say that there's reasons for that. I mean, my own father thinks I've lost my mind with the Kool-Aid drinking I have. Yeah. I'm just saying, he asked me this week twice, do they really look that good? I ought to just keep this on my phone. When people go, how'd it look? You know? And just play it. What do you think, Jordan? You think I ought to just like, how'd it look?
Hey, Gates, you are a savior. We yell and black and gold.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'll agree with you.
Black and gold.
My friend actually texted me. Because Traquan Smith actually looked that good. I'm like, yes, he's a beast.
Yeah. So I'm saying they're good. And I liked today what I saw in practice. We'll get into it in case you missed it. Top of the 2 o'clock hour. We'll hear from head coach Sean Payton. But we'll touch on a lot more because today was the first day in training camp. Well, yes, the offense looked more like the offense. I liked it because I think they're going to be good. I'm telling you, this team's going to score points. And I think this defense is good. 14-2. Lose to the Falcons. Could you imagine?
I could imagine.
That would make the season a failure. Not only because you didn't get to the Super Bowl, but if you lost to the Falcons, they knocked you out. So they have the Seahawks as the surprise team. Cardinals as well. I don't. You know what? I just realized this. They don't have the Rams. They don't have the Packers. They don't have the Vikings. Is that interesting to you? They actually have the Vikings winning four games this year. I don't know about that. Yeah, I don't know about that. Four games? Come on. Minnesota's better than that. They have them 4-11-1. They have the Packers finishing at 8-8.
I could see it.
I could see that, but Vikings are winning more than four games.
Never know.
No, they're winning more than four games.
I don't know, guys.
That's fine. We will give our predictions and win total for every team. We'll put it on a sheet of integrity right in front of you and right behind you here in the studio, and we'll take a look at the end of the season.
We will bet.
Sure, we'll bet.
We'll put 4 weeks' paycheck on it.
4 weeks' paycheck?
Oh, yeah.
That might be enough for me to get some Chick-fil-A supersized. Thanks. And bacon. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. And bright sunshine. Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Jordan.
Stop, Colt.
I know. It's Monty the intern.
It's really getting me
It really is. It's bad when I'm the one that changes your name. Now I can't remember it. Tell everybody where they can catch us online. Follow us on social media when we put up practice pictures and video.
You could go to our Twitter page at ESPN Radio New Orleans and Instagram and Facebook. And if you want to listen to our show after 12 to 3, you can find us on SoundCloud. And that link will be on Twitter, Facebook. And you could also listen to the show on the podcast app pre-downloaded on your iPhone.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Easy enough. Oh, I don't know what this means. Hey, Joey.
Yo.
Graf says call him.
Graf says call him?
Graf says call him. I don't know.
Hey, oh, Graf!
I can only imagine what this is about. If we go 14-2 and we lose the Falcons. I'm telling you, we'd never see from him again.
Actually, yeah, get him on the phone.
It would be a sabbatical sort of, right? Where he would have to for the well-being of his family. NFL.com, the network, put out there, Elliot Harrison has each NFC team's most deserving candidate for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. For your New Orleans Saints, I second this one a lot. Sam Mills is what he has. 86-94, and he writes, in the past, I would have listed Pat Swilling in this space, but I feel strongly that Mills deserves more discussion, so I'm double dipping. He put him with the Panthers as well. He says the sack numbers don't jump off the page like Swilling's, but it wasn't his job. His goal was to call the signals for Jim Moore's defense and make all the plays, be it against the run, coverage, or on occasion blitzing up the middle. Also worth noting, in the entirety of Mills' career in pro football. On that note, he said he had coffee with a writer, and he brought up the USFL days as well. People forget Mills was a top defensive player of the Baltimore-Philadelphia Stars team that made it to three straight championship games. All this before it became one of the NFL's top inside backers for a decade. Ty Graffanini, voice of the Tulane Green Wave, I think still on vacation as well, but also a huge, huge fan of the Dome Patrol. That's one of your favorite posters you have in the man cave. And I got to imagine you feel Sam Mills is deserving as well.
You know, it's funny you brought that up, Gus, because literally before I left for vacation, I had on my DVR, I had a Football Life Sam Mills, and I had it on there forever, and I had not watched it, and I was just trying to clear some stuff out, and I'm so glad that I watched that thing. You forget how, not only how great a player he was, but how great a person he was, and we were very fortunate to have him. And if you look at all he did throughout his career, and you brought it up, USFL, what he did as the signal caller for the Dome Patrol, and then you forget how good a career he had in Carolina. I mean, they built a statue of Sam Mills outside of their stadium. I don't even know what it's called anymore, you know, Bum Stadium or whatever it's called, Pussycat Stadium. But, I mean, they got a statue. Uh-huh. So the first year he was there, they went to the NFC Championship. You know, the second year he was there, he went to the NFC Championship game as a expansion franchise. So, yes, I definitely would put my vote in, even though I don't have one, and they couldn't care less. But on to more pressing matters, Gus.
Yeah.
Yes, I am still on vacation. Mm-hmm. I literally just walked off the golf course. The sun finally came out in Alabama. We have not had good weather here the last couple days. So I finally got around to golfing, and I put you on in the car. And the first thing I hear is 14-2 from a Madden simulation. Yeah. And then you have the gall, the utter gall, to tell me, because you're talking to me, you're talking to everyone, but, you know, I feel you're talking to me as well.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That we're going to lose a home playoff game to those people.
Now, that's just what the simulation says. It's not me. Yep. I agree with you. There's no way that team lets that happen. I'm just telling you, Madden picked them 25-22 or 35-32.
Again, I don't like to admit when I agree with you, I don't like to admit that at all. But I would absolutely agree with you in the sense that I would go into hiding. I would have a beard down to my chest. Long hair.
Yep.
No one could find me.
Nope. Never to be seen from again.
No, we want no part of that.
Nope.
All I want to do, yeah. Gus, again, I spent a few days in that town before I came here, and the narrative, Gus, is exactly the same as it is in New Orleans.
Do me a favor. So, I'm going to call you right back. Got it the top of the hour break because you were in Atlanta. I want to hear why they think that when we come back, okay?
All right.
Sports Hangover Hour 2 in the books. Third hour still to come. We'll hear from a lot more from the Saints. We'll recap Sean Payton. Plus, you'll hear from Jonathan Williams. Wait to hear from Craig Robertson. I keep forgetting it's the best soundbite of training camp. I'm going to play that before I even go back to Graf because I want him to hear it. It's that good. Sports Hangover continues next. Don't go anywhere on ESPN New Orleans.